Welcome to the Magic Potion Podcast, where a sprinkle and a dash can enhance your class. Listen to learn about tools, techniques, and stories from educators on ways to improve your lessons, create a positive culture, and much more. Episode 2, The Magic Starts with Motivation. I'm your host, Kevin Reinemann. Let's get going.
Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining today as we talk about motivation, both with yourself and with your students. If we want to look at where this idea comes from for me, it really traces back to my times as a coach. The start of every season, I coached wrestling for 10 years. I did golf for a few seasons and baseball for a season. So wrestling really sticks in my mind. And one of the things that we always did during the first practices or the camps leading up to the beginning of the season there is we'd sit down with each individual wrestler and talk about what their goals for the season, their individual goals, their short-term goals, long-term goals, what they wanted, what they wanted to get out of the season for themselves and as a team in general. And we talked about what steps they needed to take in order to get there and what we could do as coaches to help them along their way. And setting those goals really helped with motivating students, the student athletes during practices, at tournaments. Losses are sometimes inevitable. I've never had an undefeated wrestler by any means. And it's really important that you take those failures, if you want to consider a loss during the season a failure, and turn it into a positive. This is a learning moment. It's an opportunity to go forward. It's part of the plan in a way that you can learn from what happened and make adjustments to ultimately achieving those goals that you set forth in the beginning. So that's, that's something that stuck with me a long time, and I never really brought it into the classroom. And since I don't have a class of my own anymore, I'm kind of disappointed. It's something that I'd really, really like to do and see other teachers bring in as well. So the thought is, when we talk about motivation, it seems that having a goal in mind and having some sort of accomplishment that you're striving for is a great factor for motivation. So what you can do with your students, let's start with the teacher yourself. I'll give you an example of how being goal or achievement oriented has helped me. For a few years there, I was very interested in getting my master's degree. I found a program through Western Governors University for technology and learning, Masters of Education Technology and Learning program. I was really interested in classes that were listed. And their model, being a little bit different, it is pay by the term instead of pay by the credit hour, like you see at most universities. So it's also competency-based, meaning that you get in, you demonstrate that you are competent in the areas that are aligned, the goals that are aligned with the specific courses, and then you can move on so you can accelerate at your own pace. So for 2-3 years, I was interested in the program, but something was just keeping me back. I still don't even know what it is, what it was to this day. But finally, one day it just sparked that, I've got spring break coming up. I'm going to have weeks during the summer where I can dedicate a whole week of hours to really focus on getting this work done. Maybe I can make this happen. There was, I believe, 12 classes that I had to go through. And I had mapped it all out. And you know, they space it out as being a 2-year program, like most master's degrees, but being that it's competency based and you can accelerate after you demonstrate your knowledge, I set a goal for myself of, all right, let's try to get this done in 6 months. And when I say us, I mean, it wasn't just me. Obviously, it was me writing the papers and doing research and everything. But as a father and a young family, you know, it requires a lot of support, both with my wife stepping up and helping out with my son when I would normally be helping, as well as, you know, my parents being able to babysit for longer hours or just help facilitate in ways that allowed me to focus on my work. So a support system was very, very crucial. So the goal was set at 6 months. And I had a few weeks there where I was able to just sit and do work. And I was focused on that work because I knew I had a goal in mind and that I had to get moving in order to accomplish it. And so from day one to turning in my capstone was exactly 5 months. And that really sparked an interest in, you know, I've always been one that's always out looking for new tools to use in the classroom and everything like that. But this was developed a passion for lifelong learning in myself and looking at more research-based items. So I really think as an educator that finding your passion is very, very important. When you find that passion, you'll want to learn more. You'll strive to learn more. You'll want to find ways to bring it into your classroom. And that's going to be key to motivate yourself. And when you've motivated yourself, then that's going to spill over with the students. So find I think the best time of year is really as the school year's winding down. You're hitting kind of like spring break area. And like I did with my master's program there, heading into the beginning of summer, that gives you time to focus specifically on you and what your goals are going to be and helping yourself set a plan to make yourself better in the future. So then when it comes to, you know, August, September, when school's starting, you're well on the way, you're focused and ready to go for school. And now you can start working with the students. So it'd be great to start the semester or start the school year with setting goals with your students. You know, you've got the objectives that they have to learn. So maybe there's something else that they want to learn on top of it. Or if it's an elective class, there's a reason that they elected to take that specific class. So sit down with the students and talk about goals. Help them come up with plans on how they can achieve those goals throughout the course of the semester or school year, however long the course may be. I think what's really important with this is creating that plan. You can't just have a goal set. You have to have an idea on how it can be accomplished. And is it something that's even feasible to be accomplished in, you know, really one semester or one school year? It's kind of short term. And so what can they do to actively pursue that goal, that accomplishment in your class? And after you create that plan, it's so important that you follow through with it. You can't just leave it there and not revisit it. You should be checking in at least every 2 weeks. It's best if you can check in every week and be like, okay, how are you coming along with your plan, both for yourself and for your students? I'm brought back to another idea here where something that helps motivate students is, you know, when they're young, they love to get stickers on their papers when they get good grades. So kind of the older version of that, and even with adults, is the idea of badging. And there's a ton of tools out there that you could use to create your own. I immediately think of one. I believe it's on flippity.net, FLIPPITY.NET, that allows you to create your own badges in the classroom. And there's a bunch of other sites out there as well. But I think back to my time in Boy Scouts where I would be going for merit badges. You know, it was requirements that I had to, in order to achieve Eagle Scout rank. It's something that lends itself to the classroom where, yes, I've accomplished this, and here's my proof. I have something tangible that shows you that I've gone through what has needed to be done in order to accomplish that task. So it can be, depending on the student, that can be something very motivational for them. So if that's going to help your class, if the makeup is like that, have at it. You know, it takes a little bit of effort on your end to bring it together for your students, but at the end of the day, if it's going to help them move forward with attaining skills, obtaining knowledge, then it's well worth it. So I see other places doing this as well. You know, it goes with the gamification where they're playing video games, and if they achieve something or they unlock something, they get essentially a badge for it. So you can just think of it as a sticker on a paper, but it's a themed sticker that matches up with a specific skill. So the next thing is that we celebrate success. Some students, some teachers are going to have success is going to come quicker, and it might be on a larger format. But it's important that all success is celebrated, big or small. You know, what might be small to one student might be monumental to another one. Just they're all different. So it's key to celebrate that. Now, I don't mean that you need to bring in pizza and donuts for everything, but give that positive reinforcement to the student. Let them know that you're proud of them. That's such an important word that you can say to the student to let you know that you are proud of what they have done. Which also comes with the flip side. What about failure? So you don't really want to celebrate failure, but you want to take that time to acknowledge what happened. What caused that failure? Was it aligned with the plan that caused the failure, or was it the lack of following the plan? What can we do to adjust? You know, what can we do to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And it's really a learning curve. And it goes with like the engineering mindset of designing, testing. If it fails, you go back to redesigning again. So sometimes those plans just need to be adjusted, make quick little spins, and go forward. So to recap, motivating yourself and your students, find your passion. You know, come up with goals for yourself, for the school year, for your career, with your students during the course. You know, set goals for the semester, for the quarter, for the school year, for their time that they're going to be in the building that you work in. Set those goals, come up with a plan. You have to follow through with the plan. You know, check in regularly. If you can find some way to identify that they're coming along the path with a growth chart or badging, celebrate those successes. Don't be afraid of failure. Just keep moving forward. It doesn't have to set you back to start all over from scratch. It's just a little hiccup. Keep moving. So I hope you use this as an opportunity to grow yourself in education, as well as to benefit your students.
Thank you for listening to the Magic Potion Podcast. This podcast was created using Anchor FM. Please subscribe and leave comments with your thoughts and ideas from the classroom. Until next time, get out there and make it happen.